Let's get to headlines here, brought to us by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Dolphins, haven't mentioned them today, but they do have a game tonight against the Tennessee Titans. I was at, guess what? I went to Hootie and the Blowfish this weekend.
How was he?
Tremendous.
Did he do any country?
He did.
He did. That's weird.
Showman.
Was he?
Because
wearing?
He did all Hootie and the Blowfish other than his two biggest country hits, Showman.
Oh, and they just let him on stage by himself?
No, he was there with Hootie. The band played it for him.
Oh, okay.
He's got a fiddle guy.
He's got a fiddle guy?
Hey, that's when you know you country.
He got a fiddle.
A fiddler and a banjo.
What do you mean, like, other than his top two country songs?
He played his top two country songs, but he was with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, because it was 30 years of their biggest album.
Oh, so you mean in addition to it. In addition to the Hootie.
Right.
Okay.
So just remember, you weren't alive. Wow. But when, I want to say, when, what's the music producer in Michigan that found Jackson 5.
I know you're talking about.
Yes. Motown had a 25.
Barry Gordy. Wow.
Well, they had was Damn Motown. Day. Motown Damn had day, a 25-year anniversary.
Yeah.
It was all on TV. They did. The Jackson 5 came out. The Jacksons came out. And then they let Michael Jackson do his thing. Mm. Right? So, like, that's kind of what they did.
So what country song did he do? Was it Wagon Wheel?
He did Wagon Wheel and he did All Right.
You? Oh, okay.
So two upbeaters, and then he left. Right. This is why he's a showman. He did every song, except Only Want to Be with You. He left.
Man,
everybody was like, "Wait a minute!"
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, bam!
Oh, you thought I forgot?
You thought I forgot? He did it twice.
Twice.
He did it twice.
No, because he did it, and then he went to Get Down on It. And then he went back to Only Want to Be with You.
Twice?
Did it twice, dude.
So it was just like a
Because
a
let me tell you
version.
Something. Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
Not happy with his Dolphins.
So he was not wearing a Dolphins jersey.
He was not. He was wearing a Randy Watson t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, "Any Dolphin fans out here?" And it was just me going, "Yeah!"
Okay.
It was just you.
It was just me.
Okay.
No, actually, there were a lot of people wearing Dolphins jerseys.
Okay.
But then he goes, "We better beat the Titans."
It was
pretty much a don't lose. Mm-hmm. Like Darius Rucker is going to be very disappointed if they don't win this game. Very disappointed if they don't win this game. By the way, no Raheem Mostert tonight. It appears NFL Network reporting he's still out.
What a shocker. The old guy
I'm
is
telling
out.
Dude, will you please listen to me?
Fair point.
Chest and ribs. Do you understand you cannot
move? When
did
he get hurt, though?
I don't even remember.
First game.
Do you realize you can't move anything in your upper body without affecting those things?
Did you just hit him with it a month ago?
It's a month ago.
What do you mean?
Come on. Just
when you're hurt, how long do you
drink some milk and let's go.
I still have bumps on my where my ribs stick out.
Oof. Yeah, it's affecting your dominoes game. I can see clearly. But
Schmeathen,
if I were to give you the ball,
wow.
We witnessed it. We were all
Schmeathen,
here. We were all here.
Schmeathen Schmolnick says Tobin was Rocky, Leroy was Apollo, Bam was Drago. Tobin just sat there and watched his buddy get killed.
Wait, that was a lot of explaining for something that wasn't that funny. Schmeathen.
It's just a Rocky. No, you know, anything right. Rocky.
Anything Rocky. You like as soon as you say Rocky.
If he dies, he dies.
He knows how to tickle me. That was fun.
That was fun.
I mean, except for you.
I'm telling you what happened.
I think that made my day, to be honest.
I didn't know we were keeping score. There's a bunch of different ways to play dominoes.
Yeah.
So when he said 20, I'm like, 20?
I can tell based on the idea that when we tried interview questions and they were there was no, this was serious.
Yeah, no, I know.
And I don't know if it's Stun Steve or Solano who said, "I've never seen you that quiet." You're right.
I was trying to concentrate.
You were zoned in.
But understand how hard it is to – there's four different ways to play the game. If you're playing two different ways, the basic concept of it is the same.
Right. Well, I don't know any of the ways. Intangibles.
Right. Huh? Intangibles play dominoes.
Not really.
Intangibles make the dominoes like a little – wee. Let's watch
intangibles
them fall over.
Oh, order dominoes. That's
do you understand how many dominoes it takes for them to do those things they do?
A lot of dominoes.
Yeah.
A lot of dominoes.
Right.
But, yeah, man.
But I'm telling you right. Oh, so this is what he wants to do. He says, we're going to play another match with the proper rules. And the loser, if he loses, he got to wear that to shoot around. Mm-hmm. And if I lose, I got to wear it to a basketball game.
I don't know if he's going to give you
another
match.
I'm going to be like Chet was trying to find one of the Klitschko brothers.
You're going to bother him eating his pasta?
Yes.
Wherever you go, I go. Oh,
yes.
Whatever you eat, I eat, champ.
Yeah.
Sam Adebayo is going to get knocked off a paddleboard. Rose Bowl MVP and former NFL running back Leroy Horde knocked off gold medalist and multiple-time All-Star Bam Adebayo today in Biscayne Bay.
Nah, see, but I ain't that bad. But he want this. He want –
This is going to trend. I'm going to just tell you this right now. He's going to go viral.
No, no.
That was something, man. By the way, Jordan Love yesterday, he wore Brett Favre's jersey to honor him at the game.
What?
And then
who did?
Jordan Love.
And then honored him with all those picks.
And then he honored him by 4 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Yes, that's a Brett Favre. I'm telling you, that is a Brett Favre game to the T. You know, when he got done, he had the most touchdowns in NFL history and the most interceptions.
Crazy.
Yep.
So, yeah. But that's like, yeah, sometimes you got to just eat it. That's who your quarterback is. You hope he's not bad at the wrong times, but he's going to take chances.
True. I'll just say I'd rather that than, like, sometimes you see 1-yard pass, 2-yard pass, dump off to the running back, screen. It's like, I mean, I get it. You're trying to control the game.
It's not that teams are trying to control the game. It's that for some reason in the last few couple of years with everybody in football saying that running backs are not needed, now they got to find somebody to get the ball to.
I can't believe
and it. That's why they're throwing those quick outside passes to try to get the ball in their playmakers' hands.
Tell you who should have gotten. We should have gotten Derrick Henry.
That guy's good. No.
Well, like,
wow.
He's good.
How does he run away from everybody?
He's so big. He's big. And over them.
He's big.
Do you think they're too scared to tackle him? Like, never mind. He's gone.
Can I just tell you?
He just hums.
The feeling, and they have the feeling we have when, as a 220-pound linebacker, you have to block a linebacker that weighs 250.
Jeez.
And he's coming full steam ahead.
Yeah.
You just got to.
It's incredible.
But the only difference is if they don't tackle him, they always think they got friends, you know, chasing too.
Right.
If I don't block that 250-pound linebacker, the quarterback is never going to want me in the game.
Oh, man. Yeah,
so sure. You got to just eat it.
He's freaking good, dude.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, when you watch it, he doesn't look like he's moving fast. Right? But then they show the replay and it's like, pew, explosion.
Yeah, he's just faster than everyone else, but he's also bigger than everyone else.
Yes, he is. I think he's he weighs more than Gesicki. And they're the same height.
I don't know if he finished with this.
Gesicki might be a little shorter.
I don't know if he finished with this, but at one point I did click on the Bengals box score, and I saw that Gesicki was 1 catch for -9 yards.
Oh.
I got to see if he finished with that.
How does he even get there?
That's what I hate about the passing stuff.
That's so crazy.
Because now we throw the bubble.
Yeah, that's what he finished with.
Yeah, we do the bubble passes and stuff like that.
Not good.
So it's very easy to.
Definitely one extension they don't regret. Although Christian Wilkins, they probably do regret because he's still good.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you watch him yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. Still good?
Still good.
Yeah.
All over the place. And keep in mind, he's also with, what's his name? The outside guy.
Max Crosby. I know.
So, like, yeah.
That's something, man.
Wow. Smeathan.
Too much.
No, too much.
Too much, Smeathan.
Too much.
Wow.
Tahoe says Tobin owes Sam Darnold an apology. Why do I get lumped in with everybody else? Oh. Doesn't everybody owe Sam Darnold an apology?
Yay. Hey, I got to tell you. It's something when you see a player on a bad team and then he goes somewhere else. And you see him play like that.
Not for nothing. When you see him play like that, and now I see Aaron Rodgers gives you 9 points.
Yeah. And he looks like Sam Darnold. Go figure. Who does Aaron Rodgers look like? Sam Darnold.
Yep.
Right.
You saw your boy yesterday, Leroy, made an appearance again, Joe Flacco.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Look at dude. What the hell?
You know, what he is? This is what he is right here. He's Mariano Rivera, right? He can't start. He can't start.
Bring the closer in.
Yes.
You want to talk about, like, guys.
What about the coach that sent the quarterback back in to get hurt again?
Yeah, with Richardson.
Richardson?
This is crazy. Yeah. And you want to talk about guys who – nobody's bigger than him. I mean, he's already gotten – He's already gotten turned in twice.
Let me tell you. My first preseason game in the Hall of Fame game, right, I ran and I got a hip pointer.
Yeah.
I almost spent my whole career in full booty pads. You know, because the hip and booty pads, it hurt so bad. So I'm telling you, a hip pointer is no joke. And you know what they tell you? Here's the pads. If you choose not to wear those pads and you get hurt, then we going to find you.
It's crazy how little pads NFL players, like, you know, the thigh. Growing up, it was a thigh pad, knee pad, and like you said,
hip
if you
pad,
wanted to wear
booty
the,
pad.
Yeah, now you see them, they just have, like, shorts.
Well, because one of the things is that the knee pad doesn't cover the knee.
Nah. And it moves a lot.
If guys don't wear it, everybody's like, why isn't he protected? Because you pull the knee pad up over, you know, over your knee anyway. Yeah. So a lot of guys didn't wear them. And then DBs and wide receivers didn't. The only guy who wore big thigh pads was Randy. Why? I don't know.
Why?
He had these big. It made him look weird.
I got to look this
right?
up now.
He had these, like, big thigh pads. I was like, Randy, you worried about getting your thigh hit? He said, dog, I don't want a deep thigh bruise. I'm like, a deep thigh bruise, ain't nobody going to catch you.
Look at that. He has thigh pads.
He's incredible.
In this picture here, he even has knee pads. Randy Moss wore his equipment.
He wore all of his equipment. Like, he wasn't like, no, it was crazy. Like, we used to say, hey, because, you know, they have, like, a picture of a guy in the thing about all the pads, you know.
Man.
And, like, yeah, he wore thigh pads.
Huge thigh pads.
Yes.
He doubled. They're like the size of your shoulder pads.
Didn't slow him down.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Didn't slow him down.
Like, I'm going to say, when was the last time you got hit in the thigh?
Oof.
We used to ask him all the time.
Hey, I want to let you guys know it's a Monday Rewind brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks? You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Take a break. We are here from Miami Heat Media Day. You never know who's going to stop by. And we are very excited because the first time, Leroy, we get to talk to Terry Rozier. What's up, man? How are you?
What's up, y'all? I'm excited.
It's good to have you on the show, man. It's been a thrill.
Appreciate it.
Whirlwind year for you last year, man.
Yeah.
Whirlwind year for you last year. First of all, how are you doing? How is everything health-wise? How are you feeling?
I'm good. Can't complain. I feel good.
There you go.
So, yeah.
I saw, you know, in this summer, you were doing boxing workouts. I saw a little bit of you hitting the mitts. You want to weigh to my heart, man. I love
he liked the fight.
Anytime I see one of the Heat get into the gym, whoever it is, is that something you typically do, or were you looking for all like alternate stuff just because you couldn't run or whatever?
I typically do that in the summertime. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's and so how long have you been doing that?
Probably like last 3-4 years. Yeah, but it's not super consistent over the summer. Like it's every once in a while. I probably do it like 2-3 times a month.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite fighter you like to replicate?
I just love boxing. I wouldn't say replicate. You know, I love Roy Jones.
Yeah, the best.
Yes,
yeah. The best.
I like Tank now, but, you know, guys like that, so.
Tank Davis is a crazy one because I've seen him, I gotten to see him work up one time. I don't understand him.
How was that?
He's like, it's like watching dynamite. Like. Yeah. Live, it's like crazy to see somebody his stature be able to move hands that fast, but then also like pop with like something I've never seen anything like. It's not a surprise to see what he's doing to people.
Facts.
It's not a surprise.
So this off season, once you finally got into the situation of getting healthy and stuff like that, it's got to be good to say, okay, now I'm gonna be with this team from the beginning and not just kind of trying to figure it out. You know, during the season, while they're in the run, got a chance to hang out. Have you gotten a chance to, like, meet the guys, hang out? Because it's a little bit different when you're during the season.
Yeah. It was tough, you know, last year, you know, just coming in the middle of the season and then playing right away with no practices at all. You know, I don't make no excuses, but it's not easy for nobody to do that, you know, versus now where you got the whole summer to be around guys who, you know, playing 5-on-5 these last couple weeks. You know, I think it's going to be just way easier. Just the relationship is going to be better. It's going to be there. So I think we all excited for that. And, you know, I'm just excited that I'm cleared and I can, you know, help these guys.
It had to be exciting, though, because, like, right before you got shut down, man, we saw the performance in Cleveland, the performance in against the Knicks, and, like, your ability to make something out of nothing is insane, like, Terry. Like, so, like, is that – do you feel like your comfort level – like, you picture seeing more of that? Because I know it probably ramped you up a little bit to get to that point of feeling like, I'm cooking. I everybody get out of my way. I can. I'm just feeling it right now.
I mean, yeah, it's. I think it was tough. It was just tough that I got injured at the time I did, because it was right starting to feel comfortable. It's just, you know, just playing with those guys. But at the end of the day, just not thinking too much. You know, going into the season and just being a ball player. You know, we got a lot of guys that can create for themselves. But, you know, just being that help and being a ball player, I think this season is going to be even way better than them last couple games that I finished up before I got injured. But, you know, these guys that I'm playing in the locker room with, they do everything. So, you know, just trying to be there and you know, help with that.
Now, you grew up a monster D-Wade fan, yeah?
Yeah.
This man is getting a statue, I think, end of the month. Mm-hmm. What does Terry Rozier think the statue should look like? Do you have a pose in mind that should be the D-Wade immortalization in front of this arena?
Jumping on the scores table.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
everybody said this.
Maybe I got the inside scoop. Who knows?
Nah, did you just like, drop?
Hey, you know what? You're not though. Everybody said that.
Do you feel Terry, I get into fights sometimes, man, because D-Wade, that's my Michael Jordan. That's the GOAT to me. Did you ever get into arguments as a young man because people didn't give D-Wade the respect he deserved?
All the time. You know, because I grew up in Ohio, Cleveland, Youngstown, where everybody cheered for LeBron. So, you know, me being how tall I was, my game, I definitely reflected more on D-Wade, who I liked. And I used to have to argue with all my friends because, you know, he was a LeBron fan. So all the time. I couldn't even count how many arguments I got into for Dwayne Wade.
I didn't know you were from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were playing for the Browns.
The Browns.
Okay. That's what's up.
When it was snow for no reason whatsoever. People don't understand that. You'd be outside, it's sunny, man, and then you go inside and come back out, it's snowing.
Bipolar weather for sure.
Yeah.
What was the move like you would practice of D-Wade's all the time? Like, was it like over the head? Was it like
– It was just always falling. I was always falling. Always falling. My high school coach, my young coaches, always just be on me, you know, telling me stop falling so much, but, you know, just couldn't help
so
it.
So you had to love that that commercial.
Falsies.
So like, get us up. Yeah.
So, like, but, like, that's crazy. So you're talking about, like, you're not playing in the organization, obviously, that he was famously in. Like, what were, like, was it Goosey? Was it Goosey's galore when you first put on that Heat jersey? You're, like, in his locker room? Is there any, like, I know it's probably easy in the sport to be jaded by stuff. You see so much cool stuff, but was that one of those moments like you'll always remember of being? Now I'm on D Wade's team, or I'm in his franchise.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just dope. It's just dope. Full circle moment. You grew up. I grew up watching, you know, his organization, loving it because of D Wade, and now, you know, being in the same locker room that he was in. It didn't set in probably till like a month after I got traded. It was, you know, because everything happened so fast. But like I said, I'm grateful and, you know, thankful to be here.
How about when you met him?
You know, how did I feel when I met him?
Yeah.
It was crazy. I probably had like 20 questions to ask him, but once I met him, I froze. I didn't even have no questions for him. But they was playing New Orleans Pelicans in Louisville right before my second year in college, and they went there for a preseason game. And right when he got there at the hotel, he sat down in the lobby probably for like 2 hours, him and Udonis Haslem. And that was my first time meeting him. So, you know, just that impression right there along, like, first time meeting somebody, he sit down, take the time, 2 hours of his day, just land. So, you know, that was dope. That was dope.
You had a tweet on like one of these montages somebody posted of you this offseason. You responded, watch this. What are we watching? Like, what went through your mind there? Like, you feel like there's another level you're going to get to this year, or a different comfort? Is there, like, what do you feel like
When you're looking back at the summer, like what do you feel like you're going to bring to the table this year with this team?
I think I'm going to bring a lot. I'm self-motivated. I don't need no one else to motivate me. It's been a long off season. It was tough sitting the guys. It was tough sitting and watching the guys play in the playoffs. So I got a lot of I got some revenge in me that I'm ooh, coming for. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you just flip that mic right in front of your mouth there, Jay? I'm sorry. Apologize that. So from your standpoint, did you watch the playoffs? Like, was that one of those things, or did you want to be away from basketball when you were hurt?
I watched the playoffs. I watched us. But, once – I don't think I watched the second round or the conference, but I definitely watched the finals. I watched a little bit of the finals.
How difficult – I don't want to, pry it too much, but, did you feel okay, or did you know something was wrong? Like, is this one of those things where, sometimes people say, doctors are saying, I can't do certain things? Did you feel physically okay at a certain point in the summer? Because I know you just got cleared.
In the summer, I definitely felt a little better. It was just progressing, just keep getting better. But this whole offseason, I've been feeling great. So I've probably been feeling good ever since, I would say, June, July. So, it's been these last couple months of feeling great and making sure I can, keep getting better and, strengthen them areas that, I got hurt at. So, it's just, I'm just thankful that, that I'm here today and I can still play right now.
From your standpoint with Tyler, working with him, it felt like such rotten luck because when he got back is right when you got hurt. So is there anything you guys, have partaken in this offseason, or just relationship-wise, not even playing basketball, just getting to know each other, to kind of speed that up going into this year?
Yeah, me and Tyler, we kick it, we hang around each other. We obviously see, the stuff that people say, but, we definitely ain't played that many games together. We two ball players that, want to get out there and play with each other, prove a lot of people wrong, but it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting for us to see, for everybody else to see. How this can work, and we know it can.
Terry Rozier, appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah. Appreciate it.
There you go. Scary Terry, appreciate him giving us some time here on the show today. Thank you so much, and that was fun, man.
Yeah. Good dude. By time.
Good dude.
By time we get to – I didn't know he was from Cleveland.
I knew he was from Ohio. I didn't know what part of Cleveland he was from.
Yeah.
But he is that was a hell of a game that he had, though.
Oh, when he was just shooting it from everywhere over everybody.
Yup. Definitely one of those things where he is. I love that he got put into it. Oh, this I'm very excited about. One of the rookies is heading on over here. This man has great hair. I'm just gonna say it right off the bat, Leroy.
Hey,
what? What? What's the problem?
I don't have hair, dude. Why would throw it in my face that somebody got some nice hair?
I wasn't making it a thing or nothing like that.
And I'm almost 30 years older than him.
Well, listen, I can't help that, man. I don't know what to tell you. Pella Larson here, Miami Heat second round pick, joining us here on the show. Pella, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for that introduction.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great.
Would you agree with this statement? Pella Larson has better hair than Pat Riley.
Ooh, wow. I mean, he's been in the game, that game, for a long time. So
he's been in the hair game.
He's definitely the top of the chain right now.
Would you did you get to meet Pat? Has that been an interaction? What were the first interaction with the Godfather? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, got the call on draft night. That was probably the first interaction, and then he's been in the gym with us when we're practicing and watching and giving good advice. So that's been great.
From your standpoint, what have these pre-camp workouts been like? Getting to kind of know you had such a great run in the summer league that we all saw with Keyshaw, with Kalel, and all that. But getting to know some of the vets around, what has that experience been like for you?
It's been really, really cool, and a lot of good moments. We've been playing against the vets as young guys, and it's obviously a challenge. But we got the best of them a few times too, so. It's been a lot of learning and a lot of adjusting and to the new game.
So you went vets versus rooks. Is that how it was going in the summer?
I mean, a little bit. Yeah, we've been mixing up, but most of the time.
I saw you post on Instagram something very scary because you were golfing in Sweden and a moose was on the golf course. And I got to tell you, that would immediately be the end of golf for me. I think that would be the end of the day. How of a regular occurrence is this with moose in Sweden?
I mean, I think probably a gator is a little bit more scary than a moose.
No, because hey, you can just run away from a gator. But you can't run away from a moose.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe if you're fast enough side to side. But
that's what they say. They say zigzag on a gator.
Yeah.
A moose, I don't know what you do,
like,
man.
For a gator?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I need to know.
Well, we're giving you some Florida lessons here, Pella. We're trying to – you give us moose lessons. We give you gator lessons on how to stay
safe. I think it's been debunked, though.
What?
Running
zigzag?
Zigzag
thing, yeah.
No, they – first of all, they're
they
not –
They said that
sounds
that didn't
like somebody
really
who
work.
Did it too slow.
They're not – alligators aren't normally aggressive unless you mess with them, right? Or, like, say if you walk on the edge of water, they feel threatened. They attack you. Whereas I don't know about a moose, like he's already you're not in the bushes, you on the golf course, so I don't know how they attack or not attack.
Nah, they're minding their own thing pretty much most of the time, unless you go for their kids or something. I don't know, but nah, they're pretty chill. Just don't get into that line of sight, probably.
What did kicking back to the summer league? That was such a cool run, you guys. Seemed very united. You all came in there with a purpose. What was that experience like? You guys winning the summer league title.
Yeah, I mean, we got smacked the first game in San Francisco, and that was the start of the journey. The start of the get back kind of was our theme, you know. Making sure that would never happen again was a big emphasis in the meeting after that game. But also, we played a game the day after, so we had to change really quick. But it was just a lot of fun. We had a great team, and I think the most unselfish team. I think that's why we won. Guys that, you know, maybe gave up part of their role a little bit for the benefit of the team. And I think we just played harder than everyone.
It was very impressive to see, like, somebody new step up every single night with you. Keyshot Johnson, you guys were college teammates. Like, what is that like having almost like a buddy just kind of come into this NBA experience with you? Because he was very impressive before he got dinged up there at the very end. Like, he was very impressive in his early showing too.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Crazy coincidence or not, I don't know. But it's everything's been very, I'd say, like, normal. And maybe that's having him here has helped a lot. Because just transitioning from my senior year at college into here, he's been at both, so it's kind of felt normal to have him here, and it's been a very good thing.
He's been very impressed by your ability to get in the cold tub. Like, is that like a is that like a Swedish superpower?
I mean, I was born in the cold.
That's it.
Born in the winter, so I guess so.
What else? So, like, have you done winter diving into water?
Yeah,
like you've done nuts stuff like that.
You go in the sauna and then you dig a hole in the ice. You jump in, you go back in the sauna. It's good for you.
Do you have any tips?
My tip is do it. Just do it. That's all you gotta do.
But you can't, like, you gotta just do it. You can't, like, there's dip no a toe.
No.
You can't, no. You just either get in or don't get in.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, everybody goes up and goes, you just get in.
You can't second guess yourself for a second, because then you're gonna end up there, like, probably 15 minutes. So.
Right.
You got a shout out from Jimmy Butler, from, I guess, is that your coach in Sweden, your trainer in Sweden?
Yeah, one of the guys I train with when I'm back home.
He's like a skills coach or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what did that mean to you to get the nod from Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to see him in Sweden and enjoying himself. And also, you know, hanging out with the same people I hang out when I'm back home. They're great people, so I'm glad he's in good hands when he goes there. And yeah, that was cool.
Is there like a hot, because we're seeing European basketballs going crazy. I don't feel like, you know, Sweden is getting necessarily the respect of maybe the other nations of far along. Do you feel like it's a hotbed that's growing as far as skill is concerned, as far as many people love it? Because, you know, the Panthers are full of guys from Sweden on their team. But, like, is basketball becoming more popular over there?
For sure. I think, you know, before this year, we've had two – two NBA players from Sweden, and this year we got two drafted. So
right.
doubled right. In 1 year. So I think it's definitely on the right trend up.
You posted this photo of you in the Heat sweatshirt. Were you legit? Did you just like the logo, or were you like a Heat fan growing up?
Nah, my family went to Florida for vacation when I was probably like 12, and we watched the Big Three play Carmelo and the Knicks in the American Airlines Arena. So it's pretty cool to have that. And I had a bunch of Heat gear from that trip. So
that's got to be crazy. So all of a sudden, now you're playing for that team?
Yeah.
Did you ever think, one day, that's going to be me?
I mean, that was always a dream, right?
Right, right.
And then when it finally happened, you're like, yeah. You know, it was cool.
But you became a Heat fan because you came here, right? It's not like – man, the Big Three was pretty big at that time.
Yeah. I mean, I never really had one team I was like diehard fan for, I would say.
Right.
So I can't claim that I was a Heat fan my whole life. And right. Now just
looks great, though.
But I for sure was a fan of that team, and they looked like they were having so much fun. So, yeah.
Well, man, well, listen, we're hoping that you have a fun season ahead. People think the world of you as a player and say that you're going to fit right in here with this this organization. So we appreciate you giving us some time, and we look forward to the year, man.
Thank you.
Media Day. Thank you to everybody who has stopped by thus far today. We have had Bam Adebayo.
Smoke, Leroy, and Domino's.
Oh, my. It wasn't even close.
Whew.
It was a bit embarrassing, if I had to be honest.
I don't want to talk about him when he's not here.
That's the only time I want to talk about him.
But, you know.
It was not good.
It was not good.
You know, it was
one sweating.
Of the, he changed the rules. He changed the rules.
It is, it's one of those things, like, it's the class.
He should be cool.
But it is like one of those things, like when a fighter loses a fight.
How did he find
and then
snacks?
He's like, What are you, a child?
Orange slices?
What is it, halftime at your Pee Wee?
So you did bring snacks.
I went to get my phone.
Oh.
Right. Oh.
Everything good?
Get his phone there.
JFIC, don't get hurt.
What's going on here?
So yeah, we've had a lot of people stop by. Pella Larson, just had him. Scary Terry.
You should ask him about the Swedish Swish, or do people already say that?
Damn it!
I gotta bring him a little pack of Swish the Sweet, so he knows what.
He's not gonna know what that is.
Huh?
Pella's not gonna know what that
is.
No, but that's what, if you're gonna call him Swedish Sweet, no, you gotta call him Swish the Sweets.
I don't think you gotta have something for the intangibles though.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Look, both audiences getting fulfilled.
I see intangibles buying Swisher Sweets.
Do you?
Well.
Yeah. Hmm.
You know, they have a certain look.
Okay.
They look a little,
look like Malibu's Most Wanted?
Yeah.
Schmied and Schwanda goes, Pella Larson, handsome.
He's a good looking fella.
That's why immediately I was like, kind of in the class of Pat Riley, man. I'm not going to lie.
Pat Riley, I mean, come on, though.
Pat Riley. I mean, Pat Riley's Pat Riley.
That's,
you know,
that's the Godfather here. Right?
That's that. But yeah, he was fantastic. Appreciate him stopping by. And we had Scary Terry, Spo,
Tyler
was great.
He was having fun.
Tyler was
Scary
having fun.
Scary Terry is quiet.
Tyler was having fun. I wouldn't have had Tyler leave. I thought that I thought Love Love was hopping in here like playing leapfrog.
For sure, for sure.
So it was one of those.
You know, I like old school. I like Kevin Love.
So, but
even
he was.
Even though you have flip flopped on him on numerous occasions.
Hmm. Heat Colt says, "What's embarrassing is if the guests can read the Twitch comments. We've embarrassed the station."
I've been trying to hide that.
That did happen at the. I thought for sure because JFig got up when Verhage was coming. I was like, oh no, she left the comments open.
Oh,
well,
no.
That one was
he's
going to
have the thing
though.
About the Yotes.
I was going to bring it up, but you always seem to dangle something in my face.
Have you gotten away with anything today? I'm trying to recall.
I don't feel like I have. I feel like,
Well,
he's coming with a clean slate, actually.
I feel like I have come with a clean slate.
Tyler. I was going to say Tyler Swift. I'm going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No. You didn't ask if he was being swole.
I think it's both. I think he said that he beefed up, though.
But beefing up doesn't mean you get swole.
He said he was the heaviest. I did see a tweet about that. Because I haven't been paying attention to, like, full disclosure. Because I haven't paid attention to any of the podium stuff. Been a whirlwind day. We'll catch up on all that stuff tomorrow. I know that Jimmy Butler. Is he here?
We've literally
I don't know.
Started the show.
And it was
up
like,
until
boom.
Now, we've had not one off segment almost.
No, it's been wild.
You're welcome. And it's game day.
He said, he told reporters he went from 189 to 201.
Whoa.
So, got to get every pound.
But here's the thing.
That's pretty good, though.
But here's the thing, though.
To gain that weight?
He's getting his man body.
Yeah.
Like, you don't come into the league just a natural living. You're going to put on some weight with – now he's had, what, 4 years, 5 years?
6 years.
6 years. Wow. Oh, he's had 5 years to date.
Yep.
Of being in a program, naturally you're gonna start getting your man body.
Have you seen Jovic?
I haven't seen him. That's the one guy.
I saw Jaime.
Yeah.
Saw Jaime.
Damn, see, keep cut the hair drive-bys.
Cut the hair. Oh, he just keeps insulting you.
Yeah. and then he's like
waving the
He's like that, that old parent. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. Hey, Leroy, it's okay.
He feels bad for you.
No, don't feel bad for me. You manipulated the rules.
Did he?
Yes. All of a sudden.
There was rules.
You said when he said, I got 20. I'm like, 20? We not.
But technically, you did tell him that you'll play however he does. And that's how he was
but
doing it.
Was it clear when we started with no pen or pad?
Nothing was clear.
Right.
But
that's my point.
I will say, as a person who knows you, I know you weren't doing well because you would have told him about it.
No. It wasn't that. I wanted to get, as soon as I get to a point where I can get him. So once I locked the board up and he started grabbing all them bones, then I started, chatting a little bit more.
Bones.
But yeah, at no point in time were we clear on the rules until he said 20.
Crazy.
But I get him. No.
I don't know if you will. Dude.
No, I'm gonna get him.
Now that you're aware of the game, I got more faith in you, but I'm not gonna lie, I was rats off of shit pretty quickly. Very quickly.
Y'all can't see.
I wasn't rats off of shit, dude, but I knew I could just tell. It wasn't you weren't happy with the situation.
Okay, where
did
you even find
He did not go
these?
To get his phone in the car. He went to go get orange slices.
Well, how did you have orange slices?
They were underneath his chair. What were they?
How long have they been
were
there?
They?
How long have they been? Nope.
Leroy?
Mike? No. You're not taking another bite. I want to know how long those orange slices have been there.
Since this morning.
Liar!
Oh! No. Now, so here's what happened.
Those are overnight oranges.
Here's what happened. I'm going to be truthfully honest in case I get sick. So here's
Oh, God.
So yesterday, when I went golfing, I put orange slices in my cooler.
Okay.
Right? Because I put them in my cooler because, when it gets hot, you need to eat something. Like, you can't just drink fluids. So I had my orange slices. When I got home, we were outside cleaning the pool or whatever. So I brought my cooler, outside, put some more ice in it, put some more drinks in there. But before I put more drinks, I took the orange slices and put them on top of the dryer, right? When I was leaving this morning, I say, Mel, can orange slices survive the night? Right? She goes, yeah. So I grabbed them. I ate a couple on the way here. Then when I went to get my phone, I was like, damn, them orange slices.
Okay.
They've been sitting in a hot car. I say, maybe I just taste one.
That was all she wrote.
I don't see nothing green on
Schmeeven
them.
Schmeeven says they started off as seeds in your car. Apparently, that's all it is.
So did it survive the night in my car? No.
Hmm.
But
on top of your dryer, all good.
They have been. They were indoors.
At least you weren't parked outside.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying.
Kind of.
They were in the house. They were, like,
but not in air conditioning, though.
Yeah.
Just in a different area.
No, just in the I'm just this morning.
Ah, I'm just saying for being. But you've been here for 4 hours.
Oh, and it wasn't almost. In the sun. Yeah, it was like in the garage. Luckily.
Yeah, but that.
No, it wasn't in the garage. I have air conditioned where my dryer and everything.
No, I mean like in this. You're in the P2 garage right now. Is what I'm.
Where
saying.
Were those oranges in your car?
Pizza garage.
On my C
two.
Oh. Easy. I did realize
easy
though.
Easy access.
Can I just realize? I want to.
Was it in
say
your glove
this.
Compartment?
No. Nope. Right, I want to say this.
Emergency slices.
Eating oranges while driving. That's why they didn't get all eaten.
Mm. It's a gamble.
Because after the first one, I was like. I was
you're risking your life trying to peel them as you go?
No, they were already cut. So I was biting. I was like, Try to drive.
This guy is
come on, like, man.
Risking his
hungry.
Life for vitamin C.
I was hungry. I'm gonna die with a bite of a chicken wing in my mouth because I crashed.
My God.
We have to go check underneath his car.
Yeah, right. No, there's
before
nothing.
Before he leaves today,
there's nothing. Not even chips or nothing.
The autopsy is just gonna go straight
if not
to your
you,
mouth.
And I want to let you guys know, the NASCAR playoffs are set for Homestead Miami Speedway in the end of October, and you guys can win a 4-pack of tickets to see it all unfold. To enter, go to WQAM.com/contest. If you can't win, purchase tickets at HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. We will take a break, back with more from Miami Heat Media Day and Leroy's Oranges.